that other line.
Okay, did he leave it on? Because I forgot to push the other button. Now I do have them merged.
Yes, if they're merged, then it's recording.
Okay, great. Well, that might be good. Except that, missed my story of my instant results with my cramp in my leg with my back flex. That was no longer than 5 seconds I had that leg cramp in my leg. It happens when I eat too much salt and imbalance my, what am I imbalancing, my electrolytes. Okay, so good morning, everybody. You are on the Health Style Call Thursday morning, and we are here because we're excited about the mission we have to help people realize that there are better ways to live when we make better choices. And have a couple of different things we're going to do this morning. So maybe it will be interesting. Because first thing I'm going to talk about is the excitement that we do have for the NECAM products, that we have NECAM, and that we consider it a life-saving, health-style-producing gift. Somebody's experimenting with my line. Sorry. Okay. Recently, people decided, or discovered, or a lady discovered particularly, she died after drinking 10 liters of Coke in a day. It didn't sound like this was a new thing for her to do. She was doing it on a fairly regular basis, but maybe she never drank quite that many in one day. And our blood must maintain a pH of 6.5 to 7.5 or something right in there, and if it gets too acidic, it's poison to us. It's toxic and poison. Usually kills us slowly, but unless we really overdo it like that lady did. So just another substantiation for the fact that we are really working with poison. We've seen this. I was going to go past it, but didn't know I was going to pass it quite that fast. But we'll show tonight. We will show the analogy with our body is just like a factory, and it runs out of things, and that's called when the supplies diminish, and the factory has to order some more raw materials. Raw materials. I had another picture here. And it was the raw materials. And the factory calls for raw materials, and then it can manufacture the products that the stores and everything that they sell to will be calling for. The stores call them up, or the homes call them up, and call for them, and then they have to get some transportation. But what if there was a strike? FedEx and UPS and all the trucking and trains and everything were not available. No products would get anywhere. We would really be in a bad fix, like even if our NECAM products didn't show up, if there was a diminishment or disappearance of the transportation. And so that is the way it is with our body. Our body needs raw materials and food and nutritional. And when it has it, then it can manufacture the nutrients that we need, and the minerals are converted to a use that our body can use in our skeletal system. And then there they are in a skeletal system, ready for shipment. And our body calls up. Sometimes it's the brain that needs some minerals. Sometimes it's the heart that system that needs some minerals, and the digestion. And we will tell some testimonies about examples of those this evening on our call. And so our brain calls up, or our cells in the various systems of our body calls up to the skeletal system, hello, please send me some minerals. And so then we have to have a FedEx or a transport system to be able to transfer those to our body. It does go through our blood, but still there is certain factors in our body that are the transportation system. And as we age or are under stress or just other things, maybe too acidic or whatever people are, the transportation system diminishes. But we have Dr. Nyeu's products, and he has provided a transportation system that's called Osteodense that does transport the minerals through our body. And we certainly can testify of that because of the results that we've gotten. And there's Dr. Nyeu. Now then, speaking of Osteodense and bone health, does anybody have any questions or going to let me know for sure that you would be able to come on and tell a testimony about the use of any of those environmental products or the bone health products tonight?
Ruth, I can come on if you need me.
I certainly would love to have you, Karen.
May I share something with all of you right this minute that I just learned yesterday?
Okay.
Is this a good time? Well, I have a dear friend that I visit once a month, and in the process of being in her home, she was constantly drinking bottled water. She carries a bottle around her everywhere. And finally I said, you know, Bronnie, I said, the water you're drinking, I know you're trying to do what's healthy, but that's really not good water for you. And by the way, she's diabetic. Well, anyway, the bottom line is she ended up buying the sports bottle. And I didn't ask her any more questions about it, but pretty soon she comes back to me. She's so excited. She had sold two sports bottles to somebody and wanted me to get some for them. And then she proceeded to tell me that because she's diabetic, the doctor keeps, every 3 months, he does some kind of blood work on her. Oh, and I ought to tell you, that she began to quit swelling in her feet and her ankles and her hands. She would always swell, and she quit doing that. Well, now this blood work that the doctor's been doing, he keeps track of her blood every 3 months. It has gone from, and I guess it's usually much higher than hers. I've got to clarify with her what the meaning of the blood numbers were, but anyway, she went from a 7 something. She was coming down, but now, yesterday, she was at a 5. And maybe Monty understands what she's talking about. I don't know what she means by all this, but she's so excited because she is now at a normal range, and she attributes it strictly to the water.
Awesome. Monty, do you want to clarify a little bit there? That must be that
what you're taking is, it's called A1C, and it's an overall average of what your blood sugars have been over the last 90 days. So when you have anything above a 6 in most lab tests, it determines that your blood sugars have been fairly high. Anything below a 6 means that you've got your blood sugars under control, and they're more like what you just said, in a normal range.
All right. Thanks, Monty.
I'm glad Monty understands that.
I haven't heard that water had that effect, and so I'm curious as to why that does have that effect.
Well, she said also that she quit swelling. Maybe Monty can lend some information about this, but she is thrilled about what's happening to her body.
Well, I believe what the, and I don't know this to be fact, but I believe that the water, which in turn, because it's magnetic water and alkaline water, is that those are beneficial to the health of our body, which allows our body to get rid of the toxins and whatever. And I also feel that our water helps take the sugar content. I just believe that what it does, it allows the body to get rid of the stuff that's in our body, and that, in my opinion, includes sugar.
Okay. You know, and I'm glad you wanted to share with us here, Karen, because this is kind of how we did Mary Lou and I did the evening call last week was a little bit more like our call this morning, where we just asked them to people to be on the call and relax, and then we would do the presentation, and then we would have the testimonies. And it seemed really, I really liked it. It was nice. Have people speak up and share. Okay, now then, I have a little, I'm going to share my desktop with you for a moment. It's not that. I don't know if I can make it any bigger. That. Oh. Can you hear it?
Yeah. I can.
We have Dr. Ken coming to, his last name is something else, coming to our area on May 11th and then May 12th. I thought we would play that for you, and we will also send it out to the people in our area that we think might want to know about that. So, any comments about that? Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I think that's great. I'm going to get my bones tested. I've been wanting to do that. And well, thank you for making it so convenient.
Well, Vance Rogers is the one that alerted us and then invited Dr. Ken. And in fact, he's going to have him come there into Portland before he comes up to Seattle.
Well, that's just terrific.
I'm very excited about it. So, we hope that everyone will be coming. I don't have anything more that's different unless there's somebody on. Particularly those of you who may be on and are not on the screen, or were not on the screen. And so, if any of you want to ask questions or tell us a testimony, we would like to have you do that. Not there's anybody on here that wasn't here yesterday either. No, it's mine.
Hey, Ruth, may I ask you a question? These slides that you have, is there a way that I can get a copy of all of them? And I'll explain to you. I'm thinking about going here to our senior citizen center and telling them that I'd like to do a presentation about pH balance and toxins.
Do you just want the health style tools one?
I think so. I'm not sure. Of all the ones you've been showing, I don't know which was just the health style one.
Well, like this MSG one is one, and the pH and the body balance one. I have added the recipe one, and hopefully we would have a new recipe each week.
Well, anyway, I've got to think this through, but I've really been thinking about this and thinking that it would be a really good advantage. Our Senior Citizen Center here is quite active with people, and
uh-huh.
I thought it might be a good avenue introducing this information.
Oh, I think it would be, too. What a great idea.
Well, yeah. The tools are on the website, on the risk presentation. Like this slide that I have up about the toxins, that is not one of the tools. You'd have to ask me about it separately. Some of these are extras, and then as long as I have a couple of extra minutes, I'll show you some of the things that we have. I take them out of here and I put them in a library. I have made a health style library. So in the library, I have this one is in there. I have some about different cells.
Those are really good visual things to show people.
But you could, I don't know how many of them you would want to have, other than maybe you want to do just the basics, and then maybe if they want you to come back, there's a blood cell. I don't know if I even showed that to you.
That's kind of what I was hoping is that, now this is excellent too. This is really good.
Okay, you get so many topics. Maybe you could get them to have each time you come back, you could have it once a month or something. Each time you come back, well, then you would be able to add one of these slides to it. I don't even know how many slides are in here. Some of these are just some things I've clipped that I might use sometimes. What is that? Remember what that was before. We know when we've got a problem there. Remember what I looked up that I ended up with that. My cytokines back here, that inflammation story. I haven't used that for a long time. This is one of my favorite ones. Remember Mary Lou's story?
What I want to ask is, now these are on the computer. Can I do these on a slide presentation? I mean, I'm not sure that I would know how to do a computer thing.
Well, once if you have them in your computer, I think it is actually easier to learn to do them than it is with a bunch of papers or something, and you don't have to print them, and then they can be changed. Because this is my desktop, but if you just had it open, if you had it in your computer, which is easy to get it in there, and you just open it, then you can just even just click on it, the group over here. All you have to do, and then they would see a different picture. If you can do that, and it depends on how big of an area you're trying to, how many people you're trying to show at one time. Because if you want to show very many, then you're going to need a screen or a wall or something and a projector.
Well, I don't have a problem with the screen, and I think I have a projector, but it's just. Yeah, I couldn't just have it on a computer because there would be, I would say, at least 10, people, maybe 15.
So that would mean And it would be good if you did learn to do, to hook up your computer to your projector and then show it. Because if you want to show the group, that's what you'll need to do.
Okay. I'm going to have to learn that stuff because I don't understand.
And then you just have a little clicker and you just click it and the page turns. And then you have a little...